Hello.
Hey, Billy, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Hey, good, Ruben. How are you doing?
I thought I'd get out of here earlier, and I didn't. I'm just getting hammered. I just wanted to follow up with you. I know it was kind of busy. Penny confirmed he received the money, so you're good on that end. I know we briefly talked about the capital. I just wanted to touch base with you. I know you're pretty busy during the day and get your thoughts and see if you wanted me to send you over the paperwork so you have a chance just to review it to see how it works.
I'm kind of went over what we had talked about. You're saying it's going to be $230 a day?
I can give you the exact numbers on it. And by the way, the numbers I'm quoting you on, so there's a few different ways to look at these programs. It really depends on the need and what the money's going to be used for. So the first time out with a business of your size, and that's not a bad or good thing or swipe at you, it's just based on the size of your own revenues. My suggestion is that $40,000, and that's a fully underwritten approval, is an appropriate size. But you can always do less. You can't necessarily do more. So part of these approvals also is verification of the ownership. And I think and you can't hold me to it, unfortunately, but I've been pretty clear with the underwriter on it that you're the 51% owner. So hopefully this can go through funding without any issues. So the max loan amount is $40,000. The max term on this approval without any additional paperwork is 10 months. The industry standard is about 9 to 12 months, so you're right there for the first time out. However, you can do a smaller amount. So if you maxed out your approval and you did a longer term, you'd be looking at 40 grand, but you don't have to do 40. So if you wanted, is there a lesser amount you're looking at or a shorter term? Because obviously the longer the term, the more you're going to pay back.
Yeah, I was just looking at, it would be something to, because I'm going after a big contract right now, so it would be something to kind of sit in the bank and be there if I got the contract so that I could get the materials that I need. But while I'm not doing it, something happens that falls through, it's going to sit in the bank. And when I figured up the payback, it's going to be about $60,000, it looks like.
No, that's incorrect. So the payment is not, the payback is...
I might be looking at...
So how did you calculate that? How did you calculate that payback? Not wrong. It's just your first time doing one of these loans. How did you calculate the payback?
I was just figuring 10 months at $230 a day. Actually comes out to close to 70, but then you said not on the weekends. It's just on the business days that it comes out of the bank.
So I can give you the exact payback because I think probably the numbers you have are pretty high, and that's one of the things.
Right.
So let's... Hold on 1 second. Give me 1 second here. So if you did $40,000, the payback, and your payback's off by a lot, which is not a problem. So your payback over 10 months is $49,600.
Okay. Yeah, so I was way off on that.
Yeah, you're off by a huge, it's quite sizable percentage. So this payment is 21 days per month, no weekends or bank holidays. So the total amount would be 210 payments, and the exact payment you're looking at is, give me 1 second. When do you expect to have that contract, by the way? When do you expect to hear from them?
They've already came and walked my shop, but they want me to have a bridge saw. So that was one of the reasons I went after the bridge saw.
Gotcha.
But since I can show them that the bridge saw is on order, they talked about maybe giving me one subdivision for now. The contract is for 10 subdivisions.
Okay.
So with what I have now, I can handle one subdivision, but they wanted to see that I was going to progress to a bridge saw, hire more people, which I've already hired more people, and now I can show them the receipt for the bridge saw that it is on order, so they may throw me one subdivision, and that might start within the next month. And if that were the case, then they pay 30 days out, so I would have to have enough money to buy the material to supply for 30 days until I started getting the checks back from them.
Hold on 1 second. I'm just making notes.
Which, honestly, 20 or 25 grand might be enough to do that with. I would have to sit down once I get to the office tomorrow and really figure out what I would need for that 30 days.
Absolutely.
I don't think it's going to be 40, and I think for my first one, I'd be more comfortable going at a lower rate, maybe 20, 25. But
yeah, that's not a problem. The cool thing about this approval is it kind of functions like a line of credit. So if you do $20,000 with us, and then you're like, hey, you know what? What you can do is, so let's say you do $20,000-$25,000. You can always come back and get the remaining money in a month or two, as long as your bank statements can support it, because that's what we're really underwriting here. So what I'll do is this. The question I'd have for you is this. If you, just to give you an idea, if you wanted to do something, say, like short term, so just to give you the numbers, and I think probably that might be a better fit for you, but if you did, say, $20,000 and you did it over a payback, so let's say you did $20,000 over 6 months, you just want to do, hey, short term, test it out, that's not a problem. So if you looked at that, the payback, it's not as high as actually on $20,000, the payback over 6 months is, hold on, $23,800. And if you did you could do $25,000 over 6 months, that's pretty kind of the max on that term that's be comfortable. And if you did $25,000 over 6 months, the payback on that would be $29,750. So it's a lot less money to pay back because it's obviously a much shorter time. But you said you expect to hear from the contract this week or next week?
I'm supposed to give him a call tomorrow. I've got a phone interview or a phone meeting with the head of the builders, the head of the office. And then he's going to set up an appointment with me either Monday or Tuesday next week to actually go in and present them with what material I'm going to offer and the showing them that I did buy the bridge saw. So that's Monday or Tuesday of next week. But, you know, tomorrow I'll be able to sit down and figure out for that first 30 days exactly what I would need to get the material, get the slabs in, and stuff of that nature. So,
yeah, we can keep the approval open. It's no big deal. Just give me a holler, and we'll crack on it. When you want to, you know, pull the trigger, give me a call. If I don't hear from you, say, by Thursday or Friday, I'll give you a jingle.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'll definitely give you a call tomorrow on it.
Okay. And then one other quick question. Is there any other equipment you're looking for, like backsplash polishing machines or anything, or water filtration, anything of that nature?
Right now I'm not. The next machine that I would be looking at would be like SinkMate or something like that. And that would be, you know, if I get this contract, if we get the 10 subdivisions, I'm going to have something like that.
How much does that run?
I believe it's generally the one I was looking at. It's about $15,000 to $18,000.
Is it? Well, there's one piece of equipment called a Fab King. Is that what you're referencing?
I believe it might be a Fab King. Yes, it's through Braxton Bragg.
Yeah, we actually do the financing for them as well. Yeah. So if you need something like that, give me a holler. But yeah, your approval, it looks like it's good to go for 40. If there's any issues that come up, I'll let you know. And when you're ready to pull the trigger, give me a holler.
Awesome. I'll do it. Thanks for all your work.
You're welcome, sir. I'll be in touch.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.